devastating report from Ontario's Auditor General on how Canada's largest province has handled the COVID-19 pandemic with delays, confusion, conflicts. I've gone over it. But the Ontario government is pushing back, saying they don't buy this. This is mischaracterizing their response. And so we're going to get a response, as we always do. It's a pleasure to welcome Ontario's Health Minister, Christine Elliott, on the program. First of all, Minister, always good to have you on the program, and I hope you and the family are doing well. This is a tough report, Minister Elliott, and I'll watch the 231 pages, and we can walk through some of it. But essentially, that there was delays, confusion, and things, conflicts in decision making, and this has really hampered our response and been very dangerous. What's your response to this?
Well, hi, Evan. It's great to join you, as always. But this is a tough report, and I have great respect for the Auditor General and the work that she does. But there were some factual inaccuracies in some of the material that she presented that we tried to resolve before the report was released, but unfortunately we were not able to resolve them, and so that does reflect in some of the recommendations. And
what were the factual inaccuracies? Well,
one is that Ontario was slow off the mark to deal with COVID-19 compared with other provinces, and that's actually not the case. We were the first province to take action and declare COVID-19 as a public disease that needed to be reported, which set in motion a process by which our local medical officers of health were able to look at cases. They had to report the cases, but we were able to then do the testing, the tracing, and the case management, which is so important to restrict the community spread. We were also very quick to declare an emergency. We were second just shortly after Quebec. And we were the first province to close schools in order to maintain the safety and health of our young people. So we acted very quickly from day one of the pandemic. And
so you're saying, when she says, Christine Elliott, when you're saying Ontario's response to COVID-19 in the winter and the spring of 2020 was slower and more reactive relative to most other provinces and many other international jurisdictions, and she goes on to outline why, you're suggesting that is inaccurate. What about more specific things? She says about under half of the lab tests have been completed within the 24 hours of being collected. Okay, and she says even like in the last 2 months, September and October, health units had only contacted about 75% of the people who had tested within 24 hours, and she basically says that this was basically super slow case management.
Well, I would disagree with that, because we actually had to build a lab capacity. When we started, we were only able to process 4,000 tests per day, and now we're able to process over 70,000 tests per day. So that is a huge growth within a very short period of time. Other provinces had those coordinated lab settings already in place. Ontario did not, and that was something that preceded me before we took office. But we had to create a lab capacity, and we did that in record time. So I am concerned about some of these issues, because while I certainly recognize that the Auditor General has pointed out some systemic problems which we're trying to deal with, we did respond very quickly and created.
I know you keep saying it, but I'm just going to throw the dates out here, okay? She says March. Your government waited till March 13th to warn against non-essential travel. The Dr. Williams didn't acknowledge community transmission until March 26. Your government didn't order long-term care workers to wear masks throughout all their work until April 8th. You did not follow the public health expert warnings which talked about anyone allowing to get tested. She talks about your government ignoring Public Health Ontario when you set those infections thresholds in the new framework. These are a lot of things that she's saying you guys did wrong. We had spikes in long-term care home deaths. We've got lockdowns in Ontario. She's saying those were late. They hampered it. And those are the facts.
Well, I would disagree with much of that. One is that the suggestion that we did not rely on public health advice. We have every step along the way. We had a health command table, but even before that was set up, we were listening to the recommendations of Dr. Williams as our chief medical officer of health, who was in regular contact with the local medical officers of health in all 34 public health jurisdictions that we have in Ontario. So we responded as events were happening. And I think that because this is an unprecedented event, we haven't seen this in at least a generation, we responded quickly. Was it perfect? No. There is no jurisdiction in the entire world that is perfect in dealing with this pandemic. And we did follow public health advice. We did take their recommendations, and we did follow their advice every step along the way.
Right. But on the framework, she said you did not follow the advice of Public Health Ontario. Now, you mentioned the Central Coordination Table Minister, which, of course, is got two chairs, Steve Davidson, the Cabinet Secretary, and the political advisor, his Chief of Staff.
Right.
As well. But she points out, one, Dr. Williams was not on that table. He didn't chair those meetings. It bloated to 500 people. She said that it became cumbersome, that because he didn't chair the health command table meetings, the decisions were not led by science. She called that, quote, unusual. And then she even said that he didn't even exercise all his powers to coordinate the response between those 34 different areas. So, again, Minister, like she outlined the fact that it actually wasn't a coordinated response, it was cumbersome, and it wasn't science-led.
Well, I would disagree. In fact, there's two tables we're talking about here. One is the central coordination table. That was set up really to be a way of getting the ministries out of their silos and coordinating the response to COVID-19, because it's important for the Ministry of Health to know what's going on in education. Solicitor General was involved and others. It was not meant to be a medical table. It was meant to be a coordination table. Dr. Williams was involved at that table when his expertise was required, but it wasn't for every single one of their meetings. If it was an issue on the purchase of personal protective equipment and procurement for that, that wouldn't be something that Dr. Williams would be involved in. He was needed to do many, many other things. Now, the other table is the central command table, the health command table. That wasn't chaired by Dr. Williams in terms of chairing every meeting, but he was involved in every meeting. We ended up having the Deputy Minister of Health being the one to chair the meetings because it was more of an administrative function. But Dr. Williams was certainly there, as was Public Right. Health Ontario, as was the Public Health Measures Table. They discussed the health-related issues, public health-related issues, and then the information came to us. Sometimes I was involved in those meetings, listening. Sometimes I spoke directly to the Public Health Measures Table, but the chief person to connect us in government with what was happening
right.
at the public health
I get that.
By Dr. Williams.
I mean, the Auditor General's point is that he wasn't at the command, that it was very difficult. And then even then, and she gives very specific examples on masking orders for temporary foreign workers, for example, he didn't issue those directives. So, so there's questions about where these messages get through. I know I've only got a minute with you, Minister, and I know we're going to listen to the Premier, but real quick, there's a lot of pushback. And if you could just do this in a minute, this Etobicoke barbecue restaurant that keeps opening up and the owner of this contravening the Toronto Public Health Order, the Premier says he doesn't like to hammer down on businesses. What's your message to these people who are not listening to the public health orders?
My message is please listen to these public health orders. They are absolutely essential for us in order to be able to bend this curve. We need everybody to follow them, businesses and people generally. Everyone has a role to play here if we're going to beat this COVID-19 second wave. And we're asking everyone, businesses and individuals, to please follow the rules.
So shut them down. This guy's just thumbing the nose at the government. It's just incredible. I just wonder why he can't get shut down. Minister, I really appreciate your time. We got to take a short break. Minister Elliott, the Health Minister of Ontario, always a pleasure, Minister. Thanks for your time.